The Alpha Sessions. Hello and welcome to today's Alpha Sessions. I'm Kat and I'm here with The Royal Blues, a band that's been lighting up the London scene with their unique blend of Americana, alternative country and rock and roll. Their debut single, Everybody Knows, has even featured in a major documentary. Today we're diving into what makes them so special with their sound, their stories from the London music scene and what's coming up next for them. Welcome to the
Thank
show today,
much.
Guys.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
Craig and Big Suits.
That's it. That's the one.
Are here with us. So you guys, as well as obviously part of the band, you're also the songwriters of the group as well. Before we sort of get into that, who are the Royal Blues?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Well, I mean, me and Stu met many years ago. And we always said we were going to write songs, didn't we?
Yeah.
Always. And it took us years and years to do it.
Why is that? Because of me?
Definitely him. Yeah, he's so
apparently
flaky.
There's an interesting story there between how you guys met.
We worked together and we kind of spent a lot of time going out.
Yeah.
A lot of time going out, lots of drinking and whatever else. And we always said we would do it. And then we just got round to doing it. Eventually kind of lockdown time, wasn't it? We started writing.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. So Everybody Knows, the first song, it was the first song me and Craig ever wrote, and that was 5 years before we started the band. So there was a big gap where I decided to party and not turn up to writing lessons with Craig.
Well, timing is everything.
I think
sometimes, that's just how it has to be. But you are together now and you formed this band.
Correct.
And your sound blends Americana, as we said, alternative country and rock and roll. How did you sort of land on that mix and bringing that together?
That's probably our record collections.
Yeah, I think we just took a bit of things that we like from everybody and then made a blend out of it. And just from listening to, people like Ray Charles, to Howling Wolf, Johnny Cash, kind of the band. Yeah, so it's kind of so many influences that we just kind of tried to gel together. Which is quite difficult to do because they are all geniuses. So.
Yeah, it happened quite naturally, though. It wasn't kind of contrived. It just kind of...
Just organically
we just
came from your inspirations.
Was there
a defining artist? I know that you said you've got quite a range of artists that have influenced you, but was there a defining artist or a moment that sort of determined your band style?
I think when we wrote Everybody Knows, the first song, that kind of set the tone for the rest of them, really, didn't it? But again, it's very natural, just round at my place one day. Well, let's try and write a song, and it just came out kind of pretty quick.
And I've never done music before, ever,
since
Craig kind of took me under his wing. So I was learning on the job and just, started to contribute more into the writing side of things. Craig is, guides the way, otherwise it would be left astray.
A good mentor. Keep you on the straight and narrow.
That's it. Now we're in trouble.
No, exactly. Now we are. But, credit goes to... we've worked hard. I think we've got a catalogue of music. Some of them are absolute garbage, but we picked the good ones. We've already started writing more and more and more, so just to build that catalogue of music up, really.
But I think that's something, it's not really talked about with artists, really, but you have to write a lot of songs before you find the ones that you're going to follow through with, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's not just the case that every song you write is going to be right for you as a band or...
To get the 11 that are going to be on the album, we wrote 36 songs. So 25 of them are awful.
Those can go on, I don't know. Yeah. An outtake album.
That's our strike rate, actually. It's about 1 in 3, isn't it?
One in three, yeah. 1 in 3, good one. Yeah. And normally we think the second one's really good, and then we write the third, and that's levels. We need to keep that one.
Yeah.
Get rid of the second. So.
Now, Big Suits, your vocals have been described as Howling Wolf meets Johnny Cash. I mean, that's pretty cool comparison there. How do you feel about that?
It's quite a compliment, to be honest. But again, it's kind of just, it's just people that I've loved listening to growing up. I actually never thought I would sing like this at all. When me and Craig first started, I had a bit more of a sweeter tone, really.
Yeah.
But when he heard some aggression,
I think we just keep it,
and just, went from there, really.
How would you describe your voice then?
Sore.
Your vocal.
No, I mean, I don't really know, to be honest. It all depends on the song for me. So I think because we mix between like country sometimes to like blues, it's kind of what mood I'm in really to sing. And I think if the song needs more attention, I will allow it to kind of be my natural tone, and then stuff that needs aggression is when I really start bellowing it out.
Is that something that you found quite exciting in terms of exploring different textures of your voice through this project?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's been times where we've done some songs that I've pretty much shouted all the way through, and it's just finding a balance between keeping the audience entertained, not so much feeling deaf. So, but no, yeah, it's been a journey, really. But I do think that we've actually started to find our sound, and I've certainly, as a singer, certainly just tried to find, you know, the road to. I mean, I'm always looking to improve. I'm always working on it. I think Craig can tell you that I constantly sing every day and practice and learn new things, and you know, yeah.
It's the way to do it.
I think there's a lot of work that has to be done outside of the stage or the studio.
Absolutely.
Completely, yeah.
For longevity and to keep evolving as an artist. I mean, you've sort of mentioned some of the things you're doing there, but how else have you sort of kept things simmering, kept things going in between perhaps your releases or studio work?
Well, actually, because he was quite new to it and he's improved so much, we've had to go back and re-record all of his vocals. So we were going in to finish the tracks for the album, and he's like, I can do it better than that. But also, because he practices so much, it's like one or two takes and it's done. So it's
amazing.
Yeah, it's worked pretty well.
So songwriting is, you know, obviously a big part of your band and your sound. And I understand it was inspired by like a hedonistic London lifestyle with sort of debauched characters making an appearance. Can you share a story or character from your songs that sort of really stands out for you?
I think Behind the Door is quite a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, Behind the Door is a good story. Do you want to go?
I was having a conversation with a friend, and he was telling me how he'd just come from back home, and he'd had a drink with a friend of his who'd been released from prison. Right? And unfortunately, he was a bit of a naughty boy, so his parole is kind of over, and they just said, you've got to go back. So the song's about, he actually had a drink with all his friends and family and then had to get a taxi back to the Nick.
So that's the song.
So lots of colourful characters making an appearance.
So while I was talking to my friend about this story, I was like, there's a song in there.
And that's kind of where we find it. It's just stories from people telling us or our own stories.
I was going to say, is it also, do you use your own experiences? Is it ever autobiographical?
Oh, yeah, quite often, with the
songwriting process?
Yeah, this love has come and gone is a bit of a love rumble, isn't it? Which I'm sure we can all relate to. So.
Yeah, and everybody knows is, I mean, the first line of it, that same old beat, Route 51 gets into town. 51 bus was the route I used to get for school. So there's lots of, you know.
Personal touches.
Yeah,
there,
personal touches to the song. And I mean, the song's not painted in a great picture, but it's about falling in love at a young age with somebody who also liked other men. So. But we wrote that a long time ago, wasn't it?
It's lovely that they all, each of your songs has quite a colourful story attached to it.
It just makes it easier because we can only really write when we have subject matter. It's not, unless we get a title and a subject matter, we really struggle. But as soon as we get that, it's just like 2 hours and it's done.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. In terms of like a lyric or line from one of your songs that you sort of wish maybe your listener would really sort of understand or paid attention to, is there anything that stands out for you?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Quite like my Get Up and Go, Got Up and Left.
Yeah.
Which is about a song called Nearly Man, which is autobiographical, unfortunately. But my mum was talking, unfortunately isn't with us anymore. But she was talking about somebody who kind of lost their zest for life, and she was like, God, he's Get Up and Go, Got Up and Left. 20 years ago, and I've remembered it, and it just fit perfectly into this song.
I love that. So it's like the intricacies of songwriting, because I think often, like, the audience doesn't know all the detail or all the personal resources that you put into a song.
No,
so
completely.
It's lovely to hear that background on that very special line.
Yeah, and there's lots like that. So
I whenever I hear a good line or a saying or something like that somebody says, and it's in my phone straight away on notes, I've got thousands of well, I mean, loads of them are rubbish, but loads of like ideas for titles for certain lines.
Do you name
in the
them?
Song.
You're as bad as me. Do you name them and sort of categorise them, or do you leave them like no, I leave it wild.
Yeah, no, the wild card. No one can know. Yeah.
So you've kind of already started talking about sort of your process, but in a typical songwriting session, how do you start? Do you start with the story then,
whiskey
or is it lyrics,
first.
Riff, or vibe?
It's a whiskey first.
The whiskey, yeah. That helps. Yeah, helps. Gets you in the mood.
Kisses in the zone.
So I'll have kind of, I'll have some musical ideas. I'll play Stu some. If there's one that sticks out, then we just start working on it. But as I said before, we need a title really for it to, you know, to get going. Otherwise, it just ends up with no focus. So yeah, whiskey first, title second.
Yeah,
and then we go from there.
And then, to be honest, it kind of runs really smoothly from that.
So yeah,
as soon as we get like the identity of the song, like the title and the melody down and stuff. To be honest, we can get. There's been songs that we've, you know, like Way Down Low, for instance. I think we did in like 2 hours, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I Amazing. Think there was only a few edits to that. I mean, some songs we do take ages and we come back and forth, you know, battling with them. But sometimes it does feel like you pluck out the sky.
The magic,
you know?
Is just there.
Yeah, it's just there in the moment.
Delivers itself.
Yeah,
and
amazing,
and we blame the whiskey.
You might have to add it as a co-creditor then. So you draw as well from some classic Americana rock icons. Are there any unexpected artists or genres that sort of sneak into your writing or sound?
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of major seven chords, which is in like a lot of R&B stuff, and NERD, remember them, Pharrell Williams and all. So I always try, because blues can be quite structured, like within like a 12 bar thing. I think we've got one song that has like a 12 bar. So I always try and throw in some odd chords here and there to make it a bit more interesting, so... Major sevenths. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I think that leads us very nicely for us to hear your first song. So this song that we're going to hear now, The Love Has Come and Gone.
This Love Has Come and Gone.
This
yeah.
Love Has Come yeah. and Gone. Anything that you'd like to say before we hear it?
I don't know, really.
I guess this is the most country out of the album, yeah. for sure, that will be released. And it's, you know, it's a love song, really, so...
And this is one of the songs that is going to be on the album. That has,
it is, yeah.
Brilliant. So let's take a little listen. This Love Has Come and Gone.
Here's a song, sing along. A love just gone. One more. Drinking wine was the time for country rhyme. She said we can rule the world. Sad to see those days are come.
They're gone.
Had enough of dark and holding on. Used to be your number one. Seems to me this love has come and gone. Another song, same tune, more attitude. She will help me sing. Sorry that we met, yeah, more regrets. Don't tell me it's me, not you. Sad to see those days are gone.
They're gone.
Had enough of dark and holding on. Used to be your number. Seems to me this love has come and gone. Ooh.
The Alpha Sessions. And we've just heard The Royal Blues, This Love Has Come and Gone. Amazing, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I love the contrast of the light and dark in your songs, not only sort of with the sound, but also your lead vocal, Big Suits, has that gravelly kind of hardness, and then you have those beautiful vocals from the girls.
Yeah. They're really good.
Is that something that you sort of consciously wanted to include, or is that, again, something that happened just quite naturally? How did you find that mix?
I've always been a massive fan of harmonies, big Beach Boys fan, and when we were doing it, I always wanted to include that. It's quite difficult getting seven of us together in a room.
But do you know what? They managed to do it. And a big shout out to the girls as well.
They've been fantastic.
Our absolute rocks. And they do take it to that next level for us with our songs. And they're absolutely brilliant.
It definitely has that sort of nod to sort of soul, the sort of doo-wop kind of feel as well, that you sort of add another layer onto your sound. And it brings that kind of unexpected surprise, because sometimes you're, as you said, quite sort of hard, a little bit aggressive sometimes when needed.
Yeah.
And then you have those beautiful sort of soaring vocals from the girls. That's Anna, Bella and Leisha.
Yeah.
A really lovely combination. And we've been treated today with a more acoustic, stripped down set, because normally you're even bigger band.
Yeah.
Yes. What is that set up like? What is the full band?
Well, the
what
full
encompasses
just
that?
Just a rhythm section. Yeah, so a really good rhythm section.
Yeah.
Who get through a lot of work.
Very, very talented again.
Yeah.
I give them a shout out to Simon, the bass lord, and Kadil on the drums for sure.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have them all.
Yeah.
How does it compare, like doing something like a performance like that today, which is more stripped back, to your full band? How do you feel about it? Does it feel different to you doing that? Do you have
a
preference?
I think we're quite used. It's something we've always done. I mean, the first gig we ever did was an acoustic show. We're just kind of used to doing. Feels quite natural, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, I think also it's good to have a bit of a mixture, like especially being in London and trying to get gigs. A lot of people want acoustic nights, some people want full bands, and it's just good to be able to diverse for both.
You can cater for all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Amazing. So The Royal Blues is quite a relatively newish project, like officially 2023.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that right, where you sort of set it up?
Yeah.
What has been the most exciting or surprising thing about the experience so far as a band?
I think it's the momentum of it, really. I think each year we've done it, we've kind of slowly got to another level. And I mean, we're well at the beginning yet for I think what me and Craig expect us where to be. But I think because of the commitment from the whole band, they all believe in the project. We also do. We can write songs pretty quickly, which we thought we might struggle with.
Yeah.
But we haven't. And I just think the momentum really for me is what keeps us going and, you know, keeps us improving.
And in terms of the biggest challenge so far, whether creatively or logistically, what has that been for you?
Just finding the band members.
Yeah.
Hard. Yeah. It's so hard to get great singers and players in London. We've auditioned 50 people.
Yeah.
Guys, apart from you two, did you not know anyone else? Everyone else was from fresh, sort of from 2023 in terms of getting them in the band.
Well, we start, 2023 when we kind of all came together.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So we were on the hunt for like nearly a year before. Yeah.
It takes time though to find the right chemistry, the right mix.
Yeah.
And the commitment is huge, I think, when you're trying to find a band. That can be quite challenging.
Yeah. So the right personalities as well. I think people that aren't musicians don't realise how important that is.
That is true. Rehearsal sessions or sort of in the downtime. Yeah, you want to get on with the people that you're with.
Completely. Absolutely.
Completely.
Now, Craig, you're an ex-signed artist. You're stepping into this principal role as a songwriter.
Yeah.
How did you find that transition? Has that provided you with sort of anything new, or this step in your career? How has that been for you?
I mean, I really enjoyed it. Because I've been in bands with loads of really good songwriters, been lucky enough to do so. So I've just picked up bits over the years from all these different songwriters. So yeah, I've really, really enjoyed doing it, and then the songs, I mean, they've ended up a lot better than I thought they would. Yeah, when we started, we did Everybody Knows, oh, that's good, and then we just didn't really do anything for ages and ages. And then when we started getting 2, 3, 4 songs that we liked, we were like, okay, there's something here now. So
does it feel different now, being like fully in control of sort of your destiny or your music journey?
Yeah, it does.
In a good way, I'm assuming.
In a very good way,
Well, it's in our own hands, you know, essentially. So, you know, we
so can't. I guess how much you push yourselves and that motivation, ambition, it's down to you. You have yourselves to answer to.
Yeah, it's very different kind of you deciding where you're going to having someone saying, right, you've got to be here at this time, at this place. You know, it's very, very different, yeah. It's good, I like it.
Is your boss strict then?
Yeah.
Your other
self. By the way, he is the boss.
Oh, he's Craig, the designated boss.
And I've said to him, you know, it's always good to have one voice.
Does he crack the whip out sometimes when needed?
Yeah, I'm his right hand man, but he's the boss. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And he's very you need a strong hand. Sometimes Now, in your bio, you mentioned the blistering lead vocals with the immaculate three-part harmony by the girls, the ladies. How have you balanced that? You know, getting that nice balance when it comes to in your songwriting, but also in live shows.
I mean, we've started to include them a lot more because a lot of the original. So, I mean, Everybody Knows hasn't got a great deal of harmonies on there. And they're so good, we just want to kind of incorporate as much as we can. Obviously, you can't have them singing over everything all the time.
You need
a bit of dynamic. But, you know, there's one song and they have a line each in the song, and we're definitely kind of, with the new songs, going to include them as much as we can.
So I think it's really lovely that you have your consistent sort of backing vocalists, like, with you throughout.
Yeah, it's great.
And they're also part of the band and the sound, it's consistency.
But I mean, they're more than backing vocalists. I mean, they're front and centre of the stage, and you know, it's like...
We should do a shout-out for Hannah as well. She's a new recruit as well, just in case one can't make it. So, and again, very talented singer and gels in well with the band.
Now, you guys, in terms of the band, you all come from different sort of diverse backgrounds and... I'm sure different sort of musical experiences. Has that shaped you in any way? Have you sort of leaned into those different influences or those sort of diverse sort of ethnic backgrounds into the music? Or is that something that you hope to do?
That's a good show. Yeah. I mean, everything we've done is kind of just naturally just from us. Do you know what I mean? So it'd be like, you know, I'll hear a great soul record by Charles Bradley or something. Oh, kind of like, you know, I mean, all of our kind of influences really come from our record collections, you know.
Yeah, completely.
We should get Kudu on some stuff, shouldn't we?
He's so
Ethiopian
talented, man.
Drums out.
Yeah. And then, my God, he can play the drums, that boy.
Yeah.
He's got such a good groove.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, talking of your full band performances, for someone coming down, what can they expect to sort of experience? What is
energy.
The overriding
Yeah,
vibe?
Energy for yeah. sure. A good time, a good drink, and a good party. Yeah,
we tend not to play too many slow songs. It's all the kind of up-tempo.
So it's get on your feet, get ready to at least sort of swivel a little bit.
<That's> it,
You're not going to be standing still.
No.
That's it, yeah.
Get the crowd going.
Yeah.
How have you found in terms of performing live so far? Is there sort of a standout gig that you've done? Is there anything that you want to share in terms of that experience of taking your sound and your band on the road with the Royal Blues?
I mean, they're just getting better, aren't they, really, with everyone we do. The one in London Bridge we did at Cut Space is great.
Yeah, great venue.
Lucky enough to sell that one out, which is amazing.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. Because the band's quite new. We've only ever done 7 gigs, maybe.
But that's something that you're looking, obviously, to do more of
absolutely.
Now that you're more settled.
No, absolutely. And we have seemed to find that new people are coming to have a listen. So I don't know if it's from word of mouth or whatever, but each gig seems to be getting busier and busier.
Brilliant.
Which is great for us.
So. Exciting times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Amazing. Sure. Now, you briefly mentioned your debut single, Everybody Knows, and obviously as well as releasing that, being your first song for the band, it was also featured on a documentary, I understand. Can you tell us about that? How did that come about?
Well, I mean, It was all from a friend, really, wasn't it? Put us in touch, and they were looking for music for the documentary. They kind of just found out we were in a band and asked us to send some songs, and then we sent them.
And then the director just heard. He said, "What was that song you played me the other day?" And luckily, it just ended up on the documentary.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And how did you feel that the first time sort of hearing your music in that context? Well, how did that feel? I mean, amazing, I'm sure, but was it strange?
That's the thing. I don't want to glorify it too much because it is like a 30-second stint.
Still, like, that's pretty cool.
For your first single. I mean, it's
not to be sniffed at.
It's great. Yeah. And the documentary is really, really good.
Is that a pun there? Not to be sniffed at. Documentary.
Yeah. Did you know it was a bad dog?
So the documentary.
I didn't know. That was like a, you know.
It's called Dogs Are People Too.
Yeah, so it's Dogs Are People Too. So yeah, we sniffed our way into that one for sure.
Have you felt an impact from that on the band or the music? Has it impacted you at all?
We only got released last month.
It's
been doing a lot of tours and stuff, like film festivals and stuff. And I think they're doing some more with that, I'm not too sure, but it's released on Apple TV and Amazon, I think it is, yeah.
Good, amazing. I think we should take a listen to another song.
Yeah, why not?
So this next one is called Behind the Door. Can you give us a little intro into this song?
Well, this is the one I mentioned before about the guy going to prison.
So here we are. So you told the story, so expect whiskey.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
And debauchery a little bit. Behind the Door, let's take a listen.
Taking shots before I go behind the door. Back on my way down. Back on my way down. Nothing new, you know I've sung these blues before. Sins. I got out, now I'm back again. I'm locked out, one last shout to my friends. Back on my way down. Well, we know I've never been a righteous man. I don't think I can. Surprise, I've ended up where I began. Hope you understand. Hope you understand. Gonna ride for my sins. I got out, now I'm back again. I'm locked out, one last shout. Sung these blues before,
I'm sure.
Headed back behind
the door.
Won't be going back
no more.
Back behind the door.
The Alpha Sessions. So we just heard there, Behind the Door. That's also another unreleased track. Is that featuring on
That will be on the album.
That'll be on the album, yeah.
It might actually be a single, that one, later.
But. Oh, amazing. And, you know, we've sort of talked about you're working on the album. How far along are you and what are your plans in terms of getting that ready and released?
So we're hoping October, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well aware that everything in the music business takes longer than it should, but we reckon October. So we're about halfway through.
Yeah.
So half of the songs are finished. And then we've got another three or four that need mixing and editing, and then we've got to record two from scratch. So it's going to be another few sessions, but hopefully October.
And in terms of sort of nailing that down, the dates and stuff like that, where can our listeners find out and hear all the very latest and get in the know?
Yeah, so you can all follow us at We Are Royal Blues. That's at We Are Royal Blues, and that's on Instagram, Facebook. And, yeah, you can just follow us on there and keep up to date with everything.
Brilliant. Now, I think, you know, it's always interesting to get to know the band a little better behind the music. So I thought we'd just do some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Nothing too scary. Okay, so coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Oh, both coffee there. I thought one of you were bound to be tea.
Well,
okay. No. Last song you listened to on repeat?
Ooh. Mine was actually Chris Stapleton, Far Away.
Oh, yeah. Nice choice.
I think I Don't Know Why I Love You, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, can't go wrong with a bit of Stevie.
Yeah, that's a winner.
One word to describe your last gig?
Excellent.
unexpected.
Oh. Vinyl streaming or live show, what's your favourite way to experience music?
Vinyl for me.
I'm going to go live, I think.
Biggest musical guilty pleasure?
No Sugar Babes.
Ah. They're back now, you know, they've reformed.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Guilty Pleasure. I like a musical, Hamilton musical.
Oh, okay. That's nice. That's a good choice as well. So if you had to ditch all your albums and you could only keep one and listen to that to the end of time, what would it be? I know that's a bit of a hard question, but...
I'm going to go Dre 2001.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's the first CD my brother like ever brought, yeah. And it was played as a kid. We were under 18 as well, thanks Mum and Dad.
I've known him 12 years, I had no
You
idea.
Didn't know that, you've learned something new.
I reckon the band album by the band, yeah, Brown album.
Let's get back to your music now, and you have a new single coming out,
yeah.
Way Down Low. Tell us about that.
Well, drinking song.
Yeah. I think Craig's got an excellent quote for that.
Oh, well, first of all, every great band should have a drinking song. I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is ours.
Yeah.
It's just about having a good time, spending time with your friends, your family.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a quite a sentimental one for us as well. For some reason, I don't know how it's become that song, but. We lost somebody quite close to us recently, Craig and I. Well, and her name's Sylvie. But at the time when we were singing it, we just felt a completely different energy when it was the last song we sing on the night. And it's always for kind of her and the ones we've lost. And
she liked to party.
She loved to party. And we had many, many parties with her. And it was, you know, for us, it's just a complete different energy when that song's played live, and it just works. So.
That's beautiful. So it's like you sing it for her.
Yeah, and for everybody else, it's just about, and that's the main message behind it, is literally have a good time, you know, drink some whiskey, have a drink, have a dance, and let's, you know, have some fun.
I think that's the beauty of music too, as well, and as songwriters, how your songs can evolve and sort of transform according to your own life experience. You may write it in a very different place, but a few years down the line, it can mean something very different to you.
Very true.
A lovely, lovely tribute. We're getting a bit deep here.
It's all right, we can get out of that.
In terms of future plans, so we have your album that's coming up. We have this new single. Do we have a date for the new single?
Not, it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay,
we just need to nail down the date.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else coming up for you?
Well, we have a gig at Hootenanny in Brixton, August 28th.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We're going to be doing, to launch the album, we're going to be doing our own show, venue to be confirmed, but kind of all our energy is going to be finishing the album and then all towards that big show for us, so that's the plan.
So keep an eye out on all socials for that.
Yes.
For all the very latest.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think we should take a listen to your new single. This is Way Down Low.
Way down low, we're together now, let the whiskey flow. Way down low, gonna drink all night, don't take me home. People, we're up now, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna party, I think it's overdue. Turn up the blues, feel the beat inside of you. We're going all night.
All night.
Way down low. We're together now, let the whiskey flow. Way down low. Gonna drink all night, don't take me home. Has joined us, Charlie's coming too. Some turn the sunlight into royal blue. Coming down, it's not what we're here to do. We're going all night.
All night.
Way down low.
We're together now, let the whiskey flow.
Way
Alpha Sessions. And that's the new upcoming, well, it's going to be upcoming single very soon.
Yeah.
How are you going to celebrate that release? Do you have anything planned? A whiskey? A little drink?
There's a common pattern with us, isn't there?
Yeah. What, you know, toast a new song, isn't it? That's important to do. Even if, you know, whatever, it's a cup of tea or whatever, isn't it?
Well,
it's nice to, you know, champion the winds.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a video actually coming for that song as well.
Yeah, nice little music video that will be released soon after. Yeah.
Is it the first one that you've done a video for?
Yeah.
It is.
How
it
was
is.
That? Like, what was that experience like?
It was a long 2 days, but I mean, it was... The person who did it was
Alexis
was fantastic. What a talent, but also got a whole crew together and really, really, you know, made the effort to make it look. And I mean, I think it looks absolutely.
And she's actually like a proper filmmaker. We just got damn lucky that she wanted to do it for us. It was her first video and our first, but she got a killer team together and did a great job, didn't she?
Did you have input on the concept or the look or the style of it, or did you
few meetings. I mean, she'd get the final say on stuff. But we gave her a lot of reference stuff, some like Jack White videos and gave her a load of reference and then we kind of worked it out.
But also just trust her. She's done some amazing work before. She knows what she's doing. So, you know, and she was so transparent and brilliant. It was a good experience, but it was yeah, I don't.
Long days.
Yeah, long days, and I'm not very good at sitting still the best of times. So.
You're doing very well.
Yeah, I know. Get me out of this room.
Is it something that you do want to tag on to your other releases, that you do want to have a video? Is that something you want going forward that you want to include?
We'd love to, yeah, if the funds are there. Yeah. it's not cheap. This one we did, because I did some music for her for like a documentary thing that she did, and she was like, well, I'll do you a music video, so... Yeah. So that worked out really well, so we'll see. But yeah, I mean, we'd love to get to do another one.
I think that's worth sort of mentioning, like, as an independent artist or band,
yeah,
the investment you have to put in before any return is huge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's mega. I mean, even just people forget that rehearsal rooms cost money, getting the transport costs money, you know. And, yeah, I mean...
Recording studios.
Yeah, recording studios and everything like that. And when you...
Tattoos.
Yeah, the band paid for this.
I was going to say, it's part of the styling. He's got the receipts. It's part of the styling, isn't it? It's an important ad.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it's a lot of money, a lot of work, and you just got to keep... Now we're in it, we can't really turn back. And I don't think we would, but it's worth every penny. And it's... But if anybody's looking to invest some money in us, let us know.
You know where to
bring
find
them up.
Where would you like to see the Royal Blues in a year or 5 years down the line? What are your hopes?
Just for us all to be doing it for a living. I mean, that's almost impossible these days. But someone's doing it, so we just want to make sure it's us.
It can be done.
Yeah, yeah,
it can be done. So
I just love kind of, because the time that the other band members have put in, I'd love them to get properly rewarded.
Absolutely,
for it.
Second that for sure. So
that would be the dream. Yeah, just kind of seeing the girls, Kidu and Simon, just having their own yacht or something would be amazing.
That would be a nice perk, wouldn't it? But I mean, you're riding this amazing momentum. You have an album on the way, a big gig and stuff. So you know, why not?
Why not?
It sounds amazing. Yeah, so,
as I said, someone's doing it. So,
And lastly, to end on, and for our listeners, is there any message or takeaway that you would like to leave our listeners with? It can be musical or life related. What would that be?
Well, just listen to the tunes and hope they enjoy them. You know, and just
absolutely.
Just enjoy yourself in general. I mean, life is short.
Yeah. I just hope the songs, you know, people can feel the songs, the message behind it. You know, we're on all the platforms and stuff. It's Royal Blues if you're searching on Spotify or Apple.
And on the socials as well, is that the same?
It's We Are Royal Blues on socials.
Okay.
Just enjoy the music, really. I think it's such an important factor in my life and Craig's, and we're constantly listening to it all the time, like different songs and different ideas, and hopefully we can give people some ideas for themselves, really.
Well, Craig, Big Suits, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for treating us to those amazing songs, and all the best with the album, the releases, and the gig that's coming up. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
The Alpha Sessions.